Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
A racist tirade in New York City captured on video. It starts with a man's complaint about workers at a lunch counter speaking Spanish.
Your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they see every person I listen to. He spoke it, she's speaking it. It's America. And my guess is they're not documented. So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country.
He finishes the rant by threatening to call ICE and making a crack about the weight of the woman shooting the video.
Goodness gracious. You got a lawyer in Manhattan at a restaurant threatening to call ICE because he heard some people speaking Spanish. Let me tell you something. If you're in Manhattan, there are people speaking different languages everywhere.
Dozens of languages.
Dozens of different languages. So I don't know why this man decided today to be hateful, to be a moron. I got to tell you, again, there are people out there, and we've heard Starbucks, the incident there, the incident at Yale where a white woman called the police on a sleeping black woman. Why would you do that? We're now, people are going in public and acting more like idiots than ever.
It seems that since Charlottesville seems to be the peak of people who have these hate-filled feelings, that they are emboldened to not only come out of the woodwork, but also cause other people's stress, and I'll put that mildly, and making their views known. I've never understood. I may be uncomfortable, but if someone's talking in a foreign language because I don't know what they're talking about, and of course, I'm just so paranoid. I think they're talking about me.
Of course, you do.
Is my fly open or what happened, you know? But I've never gotten to the point of saying what this lawyer said was, this is my country. You need to speak English.
Okay. Well, a lot of people feel like if you're in America, you should learn the language.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yes. No doubt. But to say this is my country, therefore I get to dictate the rules. Look, this country was founded on immigrants. This country has people for generations going back all the way, you know, back to, the 1600s. People speak different languages here. You should learn English to assimilate. Absolutely. In order to do well in America. But to take on somebody in a line at a fast casual restaurant is just idiocy. And now, his employer has found out. His employer, he may lose his job. And there are other people who are digging into his past and may out him as a hate-filled man who has done this before and has posted videos before of hate-filled stuff. I just don't understand why he would do it.
Why do you assume that they're illegal? They could be citizens of the United States. Why would you do that? It's like Joe Arpaio all those years ago pulling people over because of the color of their skin and just assuming that they were here illegally, and he was wrong on a lot of occasions.
Busted.
And he got voted out of office. You can't assume that someone is who you think they are just because of the color of their skin. Does this guy go to the airport, and if he sees someone who might be, let's say, from Pakistan, well, that guy's a terrorist, obviously, right?
Right.
Wrong.
So, it has come out that he is a donator to the President Trump's campaign.
People but does are now, that matter? Why does that matter?
Because people are outing him.
Okay, and they're but just trying to he label gave money him. To Trump, I mean.
But of course, it's easy to label him.
Right.
A hateful person or a bigot or a racist. Mm. I just don't understand why you take it. Why take it on in the middle of a restaurant? You're in a no-win situation, man. You really are. They weren't talking to you.
Right.
You did not. It's not that you didn't get served or they tried to do something to your meal. You were just butting in on a conversation that had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Now you're exposed as the big hole you are.
Right. He said you deserve to be jobless.
Right.
America doesn't have room for ignorant fascist blanks like you. I mean, wait for your sandwich.
Yeah.
It'll get there.
Right.
You don't have to disparage people. You don't have to rip people.
By the way, he works for a law firm that in their ad says they speak Spanish. The law firm speaks Spanish.
And in New York, of all places.
In New York, exactly.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. We start the 4 o'clock hour. The first 20 minutes, we bring you four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Two.
I'm driving, and these lights just kept getting closer and closer, and I said to my husband, I said, why does it look like these lights are in my lane? And he said, that's because they are. get over. And I hurried and just swerved over. We probably were about 150, 175 feet away from the car when I swerved over into the lane next to me to avoid getting hit head on by this wrong way driver.
This Valley resident, Carrie Call, she joined us yesterday. She avoided a wrong way driver. Unfortunately, that wrong way driver, 70 years old, plowed into someone else and killed a woman. Governor Doug Ducey has signed a bill to increase penalties for crashes that cause serious injuries.
Or fatalities. So
do we have a crackdown on bad drivers going on now here in the state of Arizona after Governor Ducey took some action?
It looks like it, and we know that there has been a lot of steps, many steps taken to curb the wrong-way driver epidemic.
Dozens of cars have been stopped.
Which is good.
Because of technology.
But now courts will be able to suspend your driving privileges for 180 days instead of up to 90 days. And if it if you're in violation that results in physical injury, up to a year for a year instead of 180 days for the violation that results in death. So it does seem like they are cracking down on people who cause very bad accidents or fatalities. If you are the driver that was, you have to be held responsible, not just involved, but held responsible that it was your fault.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are good drivers out there that also get in accidents. I mean, an accident
right.
is called an accident for
right.
a reason. So what if you've got, you know, a clean driving record and you made one bad mistake? Are you going to get your license suspended?
If you cause a fatality, you could. If it results in the death of the other driver, the other person in the car, you could lose your license for up to a year. Yeah. And the cap on restitution is increased from $10,000 to $100,000.
An example given here is more than a year ago, a woman was killed when she and her two children were struck by a car while crossing a street.
Right.
It was at a crosswalk near Ray Road and College Avenue, and mom was killed. The kids suffered critical injuries but survived. This guy that was behind the wheel, despite having a suspended license and multiple prior DUIs, his license was suspended and not revoked. So maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, well, the
for
family.
This law. Yeah.
The family pushed to change the Arizona law that recommends misdemeanor charges if a driver has a license that is suspended
mm-hmm.
rather than revoked.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're bad drivers in every state. We know we've got a wrong-way driver problem. We also know we've got pedestrians getting killed.
Oh, yeah.
We're really bad at that.
Right. Right.
I don't know if it's just because of jaywalking, drivers not paying attention, people crossing the road not paying attention.
Yeah.
But the governor of Arizona signed a bill to increase penalties for crashes that cause serious injuries and deaths.
Look, you want a deterrent. You told me when I first got to Arizona, don't get a DUI.
Don't sit at my desk.
And that too. But don't get a DUI.
Oh, that's the other
thing. It's not worth it. We have some of the toughest DUI laws.
Right.
And that was in response to so many people were driving around drunk on multiple occasions that the legislature said we're cracking down. I think to get your license back, it's 10 grand and so many hours of community service. And maybe you spend some time in what was formerly Tent City. That was a deterrent.
We are right in the middle of the Big Four at Four. We bring you four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. All right, we're done with one and two. Coming up, Big Story 3 and Big Story 4.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
Nothing has changed on North Korea that we know of. We have not been told anything. And if it does, that's fine. If it doesn't, I think we'll probably have a very successful meeting. But we have not been told anything.
All right, so we're all wondering, I mean, is that June 12th the summit going to happen? Trump and Lil' Kim, Kim Jong-un. Well, Kim Jong-un earlier this week said, we might cancel it, because he did cancel a pretty big meeting with South Korea.
Right.
I think that Kim Jong-un is just trying to be a pest on the way to that meeting. There's no way this meeting's going to be called off. But when Trump gets there, okay, when he gets there, how is he going to act? Is he going to... Like, is it going to be diplomacy? Is it going to be entertainment? Or is it going to be something called, what would you say it is?
Diplotainment.
Diplotainment.
Critics fear that a president determined to declare victory when his predecessors failed will allow him to basically go off on some kind of legacy-making deal that may not be the best deal, may not be with the best in interest in America or the South Koreans, but that may override substantive negotiations because he just wants the deal done so he can claim, hey, look at me. Because remember, Trump's all about the optics. He's all about the show. He's all about the quick hit or the wow factor that he may just come up with something and say, hey, we've got a great deal. It's a great deal for everybody. And then, you know, people in the background are like, is he crazy? He just gave away the farm on this. But he's claiming victory. So some of his critics are saying, are you going to be substantive? Are you going to get a real deal done? Or are you going to claim victory and everybody's looking around going, this deal stinks. We should not do this whatsoever.
When I hear diplotainment, I mean, that's diplomacy and entertainment put together obviously.
Right. You create a huge buzz, but do you get anything done?
I think this is going to be a huge Trump show. I mean, don't you? I think everybody thinks this is the greatest reality television show that he'll ever have.
And
Kim Jong Un.
And it should be without him trying to amp it up. It is historic based on the fact this has not happened in 70 years of North Korea and South Korea when they initially split apart and you had the DMZ. Will Trump try to hype it or try to do something that takes away from the substance and he just goes for the sizzle? That's what his critics are worried about.
Well, he wants a deal. He's all about making deals.
Correct.
This will be the biggest deal of his life if it's a good deal.
Oh, his legacy is cemented if there's something positive that comes out of it.
Yeah, I mean, if let's say he's president for 4 years and gets voted out of office, well, if he settled North Korea, pretty good win. If he goes and it could help him get reelected, I mean, people could look at this and say, hey, the guy makes deals and give him another 4 years. So I think this diplotainment, I think it's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be an entertaining thing. It's going to be diplomacy. It's going to be entertainment. And I think he's going to put on a huge show. I really do.
What his critics worry about is that Kim Jong-un will act more like the petulant child and Trump will forget or not do the tough talk, which kind of sort of brought them together in the first place because he wants the legacy aspect. He wants to get a deal done. So he'll forget kind of sort of who brought him to the dance and the behavior that brought him to the dance. And that means Kim Jong-un has the leverage and not the president.
I really believe this meeting is going to happen. I think the president is going to meet with Kim Jong-un, and I think they're going to sign some kind of deal or they're going to have some sort of agreement. It's going to be to make the world a safer place. And I think he's going to win this one.
The president did say, are you still going to insist North Korea denuclearize?
Absolutely.
He said yes.
Yeah.
Where before he just came, he would be questioned by the media. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Usually the president's not that dismissive of we'll see. But he did say yes when he's still going to insist on getting rid of the nukes.
Have to.
Yeah.
The Big Four at four. We've got four big blockbuster stories for you.
The Big Four at four. Big story four.
An explosive eruption at the summit of Kilauea. Steam and ash spewing from the Halemaumau crater 30,000 feet into the air. People living nearby ordered to shelter in place. Dozens of earthquakes, including a 4.4 magnitude, leaving damage here and cracking the nearby highway. 25 miles away, lava still spraying from the ground. The latest fissure eruptions knocking down power poles and sending more sulfur dioxide pouring into the air.
I mean, this is the volcano that has finally erupted. We have seen a lot of lava. We've seen lava overtake cars, just pour into neighborhoods, going as slow as possible.
Oh, it's burned houses down.
Unbelievable. But now this volcano has erupted. You were talking yesterday about that photo with the
golfer.
Yeah, explain it.
There's a couple of guys on a golf course, which is the volcano, the volcano golf course. That's what it's actually named.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. They're playing as though it's a normal day with this huge plume of ash and steam and stuff coming out.
Doesn't look like it's that far away.
Exactly.
And they're playing on.
And they're playing through, yeah. So, what is worrying people is that you've got the lava, okay, but you also have a lot of poisonous gas. And you've got the potential of boulders and debris the size of school buses being shot out of this thing, and it's got to land somewhere. Does it land right next to or near Hilo? Hilo, Hawaii, which is, you know, in the vicinity of this volcano, and is it habitable? You've got all this toxicity around there, too, depending upon which way the wind blows. This could be very deadly, but so far, people have been told to stay indoors, don't go outside, I think there have been evacuations, but not to the degree of like, holy crap, Hilo's not going to be here anymore. We got to go.
Mm. What's the volcano called? Kilauea?
Kilauea. And don't get me wrong. I've been there. It is an amazing place.
Yeah.
I've seen the lava overtake in the 90s. It overtook a subdivision. I couldn't live there. I mean, I'd be on a plane out of there in no time. But the locals say, you know what? We deal with this all the time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour with four big blockbuster stories, and there was Big Story 4.
The Big Four at 4 with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at 4 delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, we just talked about Mount Kilauea. It exploded today. We want to open up the phones at 277-KTAR. Tell us about the time you Kilauea. You blew up into a ball of rage. You exploded in a fit of anger. 277-5827.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, we've been talking about, just at least for a second, the Hawaii volcano that erupted. It spewed ash 6 miles into the sky. And just on a side note, when I heard about it this morning, I did something I haven't done all year. I wanted to put on cable news.
See the pictures?
I wanted to see the pictures.
It's impressive. It really is.
Yeah, too bad they didn't put them up. They were talking about Russia or some lawyers.
There are some videos.
They didn't even cover it.
Well, there's some pictures on the internet that you can find that are just absolutely like mind-boggling. Mm. And there's some video of like homes being destroyed and the lava overtaking a car. I mean, it's just it's amazing.
I just figured that maybe they would lead with that instead of all the other crap that they lead with. But
no.
Anyway, it got us to thinking, well, if Kilauea exploded and blew up, tell us the time that you blew up. You blew up in a ball of rage. You exploded in a fit of anger. 602-277-KTAR, 277-5827, the time that you Kilauea'd.
Steve, you're in Scottsdale. When did you Kilauea and how?
I was working for a security company doing fire systems, and I would have to do about 2 or 3 days a week working nights and 2 or 3 days a week working days, and that was the same week.
Ooh.
And so one day a week I wouldn't get any sleep. Well, my boss ended up drug testing me, all kinds of stuff, ended up bringing me in the office, and it was my boss, my boss's boss, and my boss's boss. It was the big boss.
Okay. Right.
And they were wondering why I was so tired all the time with my drug screen clear and all of that stuff. I was like, guys, you guys are working me insane hours. And during this time, I was yelling and screaming at them. And they were all just sitting there with their mouths open.
Like they didn't understand. Like they didn't understand you were working how many hours a week?
At least 70.
And they didn't understand why you would be tired.
Nope. Had no clue. And I told them, I said, if you guys work me nights or days in the same week, I'll be better. But if you guys are doing this to me, I'm going to be tired.
Right. Mm.
Did they fire you for yelling at them?
Nope. I left and went right to work. And they didn't change my schedule. And I quit.
Oh, wow. All right.
Man.
Yeah, that happens in the office place. One thing that's interesting, like when we say, well, the last time you Kilauea, right? Sometimes your anger will build like the lava in a volcano
then
explode.
And then blow.
But there's another type where someone just says something to you on the wrong day at the wrong time.
And it just hits you the wrong, right.
There's no build.
Right.
There's no build. It just... boom, and you are totally set off. 277 KTAR, the time you kill away and you blew up into a ball of rage or you exploded in a fit of anger.
All right, Andy, you're in Mesa. What's your story?
My story is I work for an insurance company. I had been helping this gentleman with his car, and he had a weird schedule, so I went out all the way to his dealership. It was about 40 miles away from where I usually am. Went out there 2 hours earlier than my scheduled time, which means I left about 3.5 hours earlier than my scheduled time. Went out there and tried to look at his vehicle, and when I got there, he accused me of trying to go behind his back and look at his vehicle without him there to deny him money for his vehicle rather than appreciating the fact that I went out there so early and went above and beyond. And he ended up complaining to my manager, and when my manager tried to confront me, I blew up on him and told him that they weren't appreciating my effort and how hard I tried for this guy and all that stuff, and it felt terrible.
Ugh.
Now, did your boss fire you, or did your boss understand what was going on?
Oh, no. They didn't fire me. I think I'm usually the quiet, you know, funny, joking guy, whatever. And I think they were so surprised that I blew up that they just excused me and said, okay, well, just keep calm from now on. And that was that. And I actually ended up quitting about a year later. So they kept me around for at least a little bit longer.
All right. And that, and Andy brings up a good point. It's the quiet guys you got to watch out for.
Oh, they'll
the
go crazy.
The quiet guys are the ones who can explode. Mm. Yeesh. David, you're in Phoenix. David, what is your story?
I was working at a bar slash restaurant, washing the dishes in the back. And it was a long Saturday night, you know, lots of customers, whatnot. And I had all the dishes done. You know, it was like close to 1 a.m. I'm thinking, all right, I get to go home. And the other workers in the kitchen thought it would be funny to save the nacho cheese and the marinara hotel pans till after I was done with everything, present them to me all crusted, you know. And
baked so on? Those baked on problems?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, around the side and everything. Mm-hmm. So I took both of them. Threw them, not at anyone, but just threw them against the wall in front of me, threw up a couple birds, and left, and I never went back.
Wow.
Good story.
Nice.
When's the last time that happened to you?
Gosh, according to my daughter, it's every day.
Other than every day.
Yeah. I'll tell you the story where I actually blew up, and it actually got me something instead of winding up being fired. Because usually when you break up, usually when you blow up, it usually makes things worse. I was trying to get back home. The airport was
of course it's not an airport.
Grounded by thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
The airline said, okay, we'll take you by limo. We'll rent two limos and get you to another airport.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can make a flight out of there so you can get back home because it was Sunday and, you know, you have to work Monday morning, right? So the two limo drivers take a look at all of us, and it's more than just me. It's like 20 people that are just sitting there waiting, like, why aren't we loading up? And the one guy looks at another guy and says, it's not worth it. Let's go. And they get back into the limo.
Oh, boy.
And I go up to the window and I say, hey! And I say in a very loud voice, you don't know who I am, but you will tomorrow when I don't get to work on time. And you have to tell your wife why you have to look for another blanking job.
Whoa.
Because I will get you fired. Now, we can make this easy or hard, but either way, you're going to lose.
You're talking out of your rear end.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally faked it. I totally faked it. And what was so funny is the guy looked at me, and I kept looking back at him like I'm dead serious. And we got to the other airport, and we made it to the plane on time.
You scared me right there a little bit, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good calls. The time you Kilauea'd. Mount Kilauea exploded today in Hawaii. It sent ash 30,000 feet in the air. And we took your calls on the last time. You exploded in a fit of anger, just like Mac there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, did President Trump call all illegal immigrants animals?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
We know that the president isn't the most eloquent man ever. We know that
Wrong.
He sometimes speaks in hyperbole.
Wrong.
Sometimes he speaks to just rile up a crowd, I guess,
Wrong.
Get a crowd rowdy.
Wrong.
And sometimes he perplexes people with what he says. He was talking to people in an immigration roundtable in California, and he said something that got a lot of ears perked, and people are wondering, what did he call illegal immigrants, and were they all this way or just some?
Here's the clip.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
So who is he talking about? Well, all illegal immigrants?
There are
certain.
That's the question. There are people that say he's talking about all of them.
Right.
Then there's other people saying, no, he's only talking about the gangs.
The gang members of MS-13.
Right. So is there a right and wrong answer here? Well, I think you've got to go into the context of this. Because when I first heard the clip, I was told before that, hey, did you hear the president called illegal immigrants animals? And I said, well, geez, oh goodness. Great. We're going to have to spend 4 hours on that. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear him call all legal immigrants animals, and I don't really understand how you could hear that. Because if he is discussing with local leaders about gangs and drugs and MS-13, and then he's talking about you wouldn't believe how bad these people are, they're animals, he's not talking about mom and dad and three kids illegally trying to sneak into the United States for a better life.
But be careful of people who do take just the clip out of context and actually say, oh, well, the president's talking about illegal immigrants, all illegal immigrants again. Mm-hmm. Be careful. You got to know the context in which he's talking about this.
I think you do, too. And I thought I was going to have a big problem with this today because I did not hear the clip. Somebody told me, hey, he called all the illegal immigrants trying to break into the country animals. And I don't think that's what he said at all.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are.
So right there, you wouldn't believe how bad these people are. If he is just, you know, talking about a wall or the border, then you might be able to think he's talking about all illegal immigrants, but he's talking specifically about MS-13 gang members.
But the
that's it.
But in the news, we've heard of him trying to stop everybody from coming in and
right.
deporting many more people than what was originally planned. So people kind of think to themselves, well, wait a minute. The news also supports that, hey, he is deporting more people that don't have a criminal record or haven't gotten in trouble with the law before. Well, wait a minute. Who is he talking about? So I understand the confusion, but don't fall for the blanket statement he's calling every illegal immigrant an animal, because that's just not the case. And why should he? We know he may not like everybody who's illegal.
Mm.
I don't think he's ever gone as far as insulting. Well, no, I should take that back, because he said they're bringing they're murderers. But to use the term animal, they were talking specifically about MS-13 and how hard it is to get the Fed cooperation. That was what the sheriff's department was saying. So it makes sense that he would call gang members animals.
Yeah. Who else has he called an animal? Bashar al-Assad.
Bashar al-Assad. He called the former Miss Universe, Miss Piggy.
But he hasn't called her an animal.
Right.
This guy said a lot of bad stuff. Don't get me wrong. He said a lot of crappy stuff. He's not calling all illegal immigrants animals here. I know Nancy Pelosi wants to believe that.
Calling people animals is not a good thing.
Yes, it is. If they really are animals and they are gang members, then you call them what they are. They're animals. But Nancy Pelosi, she wants everybody to believe that Donald Trump called every illegal immigrant an animal. Listen, I don't love Trump. Trump, but I don't think he called these guys everybody an animal. I just think it's unfair.
You've got to understand the context, and that's a great word. It is unfair, but you know people will do it if they hate the president. They'll just say, oh, he called everybody.
There's a lot of things you can get on the president about. I don't think this is really one of them.
All right, coming up the 5 o'clock KTAR News expansion. There's a new poll out. Should John McCain retire? GOP voters have spoken. We'll give you the latest coming up. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather.